My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law.
Well, Winky is off today. I saw on his social media that he was at a Ghostface Killah show over the weekend. I don't know where that was. Anybody
I was
know?
With him.
Were you, yeah. You were with him, Curtis?
I love Ghostface.
Yes, you do. Oh, man.
And when he's with Killah.
That's a real banger of a show when it comes to your favorites.
I mean, I love when he plays Rollout. That is my favorite jam.
This is Rick from New Hampshire. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Rick?
There's something so nefarious about this. And Courtney would love this because she's the sleuth girl, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say we're creating a movie, right?
Right.
So there's a cul-de-sac where a murder happens, right?
Right.
And they know when the girl comes home all the time, but she's not in on it. So there's a cop that lives there, right?
Mm.
And he's retired now. And he can be a private eye. And he has all communications and do whatever he wants.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then a cop dies, right?
Mm.
And then a cop dies. So who would you pin it on?
Mm.
Would you pin it on your nefarious activities going on? So
right.
Now this enters the prosecutor, this enters the federal government.
Right.
We'll find out. I mean, listen, you want me to keep going on with that? No one knows what happened except those that were there.
Correct.
So we rely on law enforcement and then on the district attorney to prove a case against someone.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt.
And that was not done in any way. Anybody who watched that trial and believed whatever you think happened is not relevant to the evidence in the case. There was no way in which you watched that trial or sat through it and came out saying that Karen Reed killed Officer O'Keefe intentionally beyond a reasonable doubt.
Correct.
No.
I think I might take a texter to court after reading one person who's just coming at Greg pretty aggressively. Harassment and threatening text messages are something that, you know.
Jeez, I missed that. Yeah. Somebody
just wishing your death a few times.
My death?
Yeah. One on a ferry going to Nantucket, the other getting hit by a semi truck. So
I think I'd prefer, honestly, the ferry death on the way to Nantucket.
Definitely.
You think?
Maybe not.
You drowning? I don't want to drown.
Really? How do you want to go? I would say choking on some sort of a food item would be...
No, heart attack on the toilet. Easy.
Heart attack on the toilet?
Why on the toilet?
Just out.
That's how Elvis went.
Exactly.
That's going to happen.
I want to go out like the king.
Week one for the Patriots when Drake May goes out there and throws three pick sixes, you're gonna have
a heart attack on my throne. It's gonna be game over for me.
I mean, What is the most? Would you? You? I wouldn't want to know right before. Like, I'd rather it be sudden. Like,
Yeah, I don't know. That's that old argument. Would you want to know so that you could say whatever you needed to say to your loved ones, or know that the end was near, or would you like to just be surprised by it?
I think I want my ashes spread right outside of Margaritas in Keene, New Hampshire.
Dedicated to the nachos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But why are people so deranged? Like,
that's
what's going
scary.
On?
Very scary.
It's such a strange compulsion to say you want someone to die because they had dinner with someone who was accused of second-degree murder and not found guilty.
Correct.
What a bizarre world. Absolutely. Like, don't they realize that there are actual TV series dedicated to prison interviews? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, I guess it would be okay if, you know, I were Sam Donaldson or something like that.
Well, this is... That's my other favorite one. This guy put in the Twitch chat, the Olympics just ended and the Red Sox got swept and we're talking about Karen Reed. Okay, give us a call. What was your favorite moment over the weekend?
I mean, I'm guessing for that person, it was probably the Australian breakdancer. Who really knew
I mean, she's because they're really, calling her the Australian JoJo Siwa.
She really knew her stuff.
She
when
did.
It came to breakdancing.
And her outfit was.
I can't wait to talk to Foye about that because Foye, big breakdancer.
Yep.
And she seemed a little out of place.
Yeah. And they must have missed the beginning of the show. We talked about LeBron James' douche move. We talked about Jordan Chiles being stripped of her bronze, the fight over that.
We talked about Drake May and Gerard Mayo's comments. Mm. We talked about the brutal series of the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. But I do find it somewhat interesting that the people most offended that we're not talking sports complain about us not talking sports instead of just talking sports.
I understand. I think what you said.
So, like, if you're going in the Twitch chat and you want to talk about baseball, you could write something about baseball. But instead, you just write about what we're currently discussing, which is kind of proving our point.
Well, you can watch the show on Twitch and you can watch the show on YouTube and you can participate should you choose in the chats on either forum. So.
By the way, breakdancing, whenever I see a highlight or whatever, I think it's an SNL skit. Do you have the same feeling? Like, I'm like, this
That Australian lady was amazing.
The so
memes
wild.
That have come from that are unbelievable.
Well, I mean, if you watch her...
I could do that.
You can watch her now on Twitch. I'm told that she is a very renowned breakdancer in Australia. But the Australians, the Australian people are upset that she was chosen to represent them.
Did anybody ever watch Summer Heights High, Mr. G's Room?
No.
Okay, so there is a whole, Mr. G is like a theater teacher, and there is a song that he's like, welcome to Mr. G's Room, G's Room. And they do it to this, because Australian, and it is perfect. Like, this is, it seems like satire.
It does.
Watching her.
Doesn't it? Every time you see it, it feels like you're watching a Saturday Night Live clip. Like,
she's a star now.
It's unbelievable. It really is absolutely wild. And I don't know if you know this thing. Did you see the Aussie breakdancer?
Yeah.
She wasn't invited to her mom's birthday party.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that. After her performance
after
or before?
Her performance.
Oh, after the performance.
I have one other question for Jackson on his lead. He talked about his mom not inviting...
mother-in-law.
His mother-in-law did not invite her daughter or him to her birthday party at the next town over at the grandmother's house. Has the mother-in-law been boxed out of the wedding planning? Because that could be the retaliation.
Oh, I don't know, Jackson.
I mean, I just feel like I am so fascinated by this story because it's not far away. There would be no reason to do it, according to...
But she doesn't get along with the brother, so that could be...
Right, but if it's some...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But why would
the mom had to choose the brother or Jackson's fiance?
Right. Yeah.
Jackson, hello.
Hi. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Hold on. Quick recap.
Yes.
And I do mean quick.
Okay. Yes.
Your lead this morning, you had a question about a douche move.
Yes.
There was a birthday celebration for your fiance's mom.
Yes.
You and your fiance were not, so the daughter was not invited.
Correct.
The son was.
Correct.
You're upset about it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I can take it or leave it, but she is
so
very upset.
The question was, has she been involved in the wedding planning or
been not boxed really. Out? No, not boxed out. She's just not really that kind of mom. Like, she's not a flashy wedding mom type deal. The grandmother's like that, and Maybe the grandmother just didn't want any, like, you know, any trouble with her brother and her.
But she had to pick. Why didn't she disinvite both of them then?
This is a good question. Why? It's very mysterious. It is kind of, you know, a head scratcher.
Yeah.
Has there been any fallout since you discussed it this morning?
No, not yet. Oof. Yeah. I mean,
I would be a bit worried.
Hey, we demand justice or at least an answer.
Yes.
I don't think it falls on you to demand justice. I'm just going to go ahead and say that, Jackson. I think that you're going to know sometimes you got to stay in your lane. If there's a problem.
You should stay out of it.
Yeah, if there's a problem going on, an inner family problem going on between your fiance and her mother and brother and grandmother, I do think maybe you take the back seat.
Hey, I'm just backing up my lady. You know, well,
you should always stick up for her. I commend you for that. But on the radio coming on and kind of airing their dirty laundry.
Stay in your lane.
Don't know if it was your place.
Hey, I'm an open book.
You know what sometimes happens in these kinds of situations is you rightly choose your fiance's side.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay?
I'm on her side 100%.
You do that.
Got to.
And then suddenly out of the blue, the two of them, your fiance and her mom, make up. And you're left out in the cold, and you are the enemy of both.
Oh,
my
boy.
Goodness.
Well.
In a pit of rage. I hate you, Shem.
Did you ever think about that?
I did not think of that, but I think it's going
to
be okay.
When you pick sides, sometimes the two sides mend fences,
right,
leaving you standing out there alone on Mac Island.
That's outside right. The fence.
As long
outside
as she,
well, the she'll,
fence.
She'll drag me over the fence with her. She knows I back her up.
Shimmer of hope.
Okay.
Thank you. Shimmer of hope, I think, plays, actually.
Glimmer.
And just letting you know, Greg, because it's a good correction, the person that was threatening you wants me to know that he wasn't threatening, and the only reason he knows that is because his uncle was a cop for 35 years, and he's asked him these questions, and I've asked him what I am and am not allowed to say that would get me in trouble. So,
okay.
Not threatening, because he knows
that. He knows how to threaten people.
Yes.
That's a good way to spend your day.
He asked his uncle, who is a law enforcement officer, what is a way that I can threaten somebody over text
without getting in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well,
so
listen, it's the beauty of America. He can say whatever he wants.
Yep.
Or she. It might be
a he.
Oh, it's a he?
Richie Rich.
Oh. all right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Sox fell to the Astros 10-2 yesterday, getting swept at home by Houston. It was a bad weekend that was made worse when Anesson Hot Mike picked up Jaron Duran using a homophobic slur at a fan. After the game, he issued a statement that read, "During tonight's game, I used a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell far short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and to grow as a person." The guys will try to turn the page tonight, welcoming the Rangers to Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. The closing ceremony took place at the Paris Games after both the U.S. men's basketball team and U.S. women's soccer team both took gold. The U.S. won the Olympics with 126 total medals. They tied with China for gold with 40 each. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Could you imagine calling your uncle? "Oh, hey, sport, how you been? Hey, so I really want to threaten someone's life, but I don't want to be held liable. How can I do that?"
Oh, man.
Some families are just different, Curtis.
Yeah.
You know, I ask my dad for American Airlines miles. He asks for that. We'll figure it out. 70 degrees and sunny, afternoon high near 80.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
"Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her."
"All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of." It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.